Unsportsmanlike.
This is Unsportsmanlike with Chris Canty, Evan Cohen, and Michelle Smallman. Michelle Smallman.
I'm just too strong. You saw me in the gym yesterday. Clearly, I worked out a little too hard.
Chris Canty.
Hippos are more responsible for deaths in the wild than any of the other big five.
Evan Cohen.
I got to be honest. I don't know what the big five is. Those are the schools in Philadelphia.
I did not have that on the bingo card this morning. Talking the about five. The big five from a safari. Did not expect that this morning.
I'm still thinking about like Temple Villanova, at the Palestra, whatever it's called. Right? I mean, that's what when you hear Big Five, I think of Philadelphia college basketball. That's what I think of.
Okay.
It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN2, ESPNU, where you got to see Smalls futzing around in her chair all morning, falling to the ground almost. And, of course, you can watch and listen on the ESPN app. We got a poll question up at Evco Radio, at Unsportslike on Twitter. When going out for dinner on the company's dime, do you order the most expensive item or your normal order? Because Javante from our team last night ordered a second meal for his significant other. And yes, it was on the company's dime, to which CeCe said, I will order the most expensive thing no matter what if someone else is paying. And then our boss, the great Justin Craig, texted us saying, I'm listening and it's my dime. So CeCe better be aware of that. Still not the oddest thing that happened yesterday to us. I think the most odd thing that happened to the three of us yesterday was when Nuno, our producer, said that any person he ever meets, he Googles.
That was strange.
Oh, yeah.
That was strange. He walks into a room, he's working the room,
Whoa, stop.
That's right.
No falsities, no, like.
That's not what you
I
said?
I just say that any person. It was in reference to somebody that was at a party with a lot of famous people.
Celebs.
A lot of celebs. And this person didn't remember or didn't know who he was hanging out with, right? And my thing was, when you're in a room that way, I don't know, because I've never been in a room that like that, would you not Google those people? And you guys thought I was just like a creep or something.
So what are you doing? Sneaking away to the bathroom to Google somebody?
I said, I've never been in that type of room. I'm saying if you're in that type of room and you're hanging out with like these stars, like are you not like just kind of, oh, who is that?
But are they stars if you have to Google them?
Oh, that's a great question.
Wow. Are they really celebs
you
if you don't know
There's
who they are?
There's a poll question. Is someone a star if you have to Google them?
All right. Let's have this. So some...
I'll put it up at Evco Radio.
There you go. Because earlier this because week, I'm seeing all these TikTok people that are stars, but I don't know who they are because I'm not active on TikTok. But people see them out and are mobbing them.
I feel like social media is a qualifier, though. Influencer, TikTok stars, like that's a whole different lane. That's not as mainstream as like being a movie star.
Like if I see Beyonce, I don't have to Google
it. Exactly.
I don't have to Google it.
Exactly. Taylor Swift, you don't have to Google that. You know what I'm saying?
This happened.
We don't have to Google it.
Not at all.
Kelly Kapowski. Oh. You know who she is, right?
Iconic.
Well, hold on. Oh, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Do you know who she is?
Yes. If I see her, I'm going to know exactly who she is.
100%.
There might be someone in this room that had no idea who Tiffany Amber Thiessen is.
What?
Hello.
Pat. Really?
I saw the name on a email. I'm like, I've never heard
I emailed
of
her name. We were emailing about guests, and I said, okay, well, Tiffany Amber Thiessen happens to have a book out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if we want to do something fun, sports fans love Saved by the Bell.
Of course.
They love 90210.
Yeah.
So why not throw that out there? And Nuno asked, is there a specific sports tie-in? Is there something we're missing? I said, no, just sports fans love her.
I like how you tried to rope in 90210, like sports fans are on that one.
You don't think sports fans love her?
I didn't love that. I didn't watch 90210.
I'm with you.
I didn't watch 90210.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm roping 90210.
Really? I see the makeup crew is out there. I think they love 90210. They love me.
There's nobody behind the glass on the team co-signer,
bro. I got to co-sign that, unfortunately.
Listen,
why unfortunately?
Because CC is just judging me. Like I feel the judgment. But but the story is, but like, so Pat didn't know who Tiffany Amber Thiessen is, and then like he was like, oh, Kelly Kapowski. So that's all I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Did your parents let you watch TV growing up?
Yeah, I knew who Kelly Kapowski was. If you would have said, hey, let's get Kelly Kapowski on, I'd be like, let's do it.
You did say Kelly Kapowski.
I think that was pretty clear in the email that we were going back and forth on. But I get okay, stop distracting Nuno.
Wow.
Nuno just put this on Pat. Nuno definitely said to us yesterday, any person he meets, he Googles.
He said that. That happened.
Yeah.
I was there.
That was on a celebrity thing.
I'm going to co-sign. That happened.
So when you're Googling, are you seeing what their profession is? Are you checking out the net worth to make sure that they're worth your time? What's going on? What are you aiming for when you're Googling them?
No wonder why he talks to Chris a lot.
I'm just saying, in the situation that we were talking about, that specific situation, I'm shocked that you're not just like Googling them. Like, oh, you met... Yo, Javante Lawrence, he's at this
That's
party.
That's the celebrity?
Well, no, but he's at this. I don't want to, like, name names that were at
so
this.
Javante is catching all kind of strays this morning,
but
man.
I'm at a rich person's house, and, like, I meet Javante Lawrence. I'm like, oh, he might be important. Let me see, you know, like, let's see who that is. So network.
If you can find him when you do the Google search, you deem that someone of importance.
No, because
you
can find anyone.
Ooh. I don't know why he's beating, like, this was a very public thing, and there were pictures online and stuff. Scooter Braun was the person at the party.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Big time music executive, yeah. Like all time elite executive in the music industry.
Beefing with Taylor Swift in the news.
Yes.
So he's in the news.
Yeah.
Pat has no idea who he was. Like he was hanging out with him. I'm like, well, you didn't Google him and you guys thought I was weird.
Yeah, that's not what you said.
I'm sitting here thinking about it. I don't think that Pat is weird for not knowing who he is.
Caring enough to Google him.
Exactly. I think that's perfectly normal behavior.
Oh, my God. By the way,
if you said the name to me, I wouldn't think twice about it. Okay, cool. Music executive. Yeah. Work with Taylor Swift. Okay, cool.
I'm just going to throw it out.
I'm not going to Google you. You're not going to take up that much mental energy of mine. It's just not going to happen.
But you know who he is. But if you don't know
I don't
someone,
know who he is. I've never heard the name
before
this morning.
All right, so Jerry Jones.
So you know who Jerry Jones is.
I do know who he is.
There's the transition.
He used to write some checks for me.
Yeah.
I appreciate
He's
that.
He's a very important person.
You know what? Based on that.
Very important person in my life, Smalls.
There you go.
Based on that, Nuno's going to Google him. I promise you that. Today is the one-year anniversary of one of the all-time funny clips, okay? And we have a couple of clips we want to play of Jerry Jones. Because Jerry Jones is a billionaire. Jerry Jones, one of the most powerful people, if not the most powerful person in all of football, okay? 1 year ago today on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Jerry Jones did some math. Let's take a listen.
I have to believe one and one is three. I can't operate where one and one is two. Now, we all know it is physically, but the three is where you have to go. Now, you have to have optimism to operate out in that world and commit and do things when you got to count on one and one being three.
Okay. So if that's not enough, he follows that up this year on a Sam Williams speeding arrest of the Dallas Cowboys, saying this.
Well, first of all, I'm saying that he is, which is more often the case than not. This sounds a little hollow, but he does and is maturing, and he is. What was he going, 66? Was he going 66 miles an hour?
Last year?
No, this year. So he's 34 miles an hour less than this year than he was last year. 98-66, so that's improvement.
Okay. So there's the math setup. Should that give you confidence if you're Dak Prescott when that man needs to do math to give you a contract? To which Jerry Jones yesterday on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas had this to say about Dak's future, but he's the one doing the math.
We expect Dak to be with us a long time. And, we're always working around it with several machinations of numbers that would work. It's a moving target because you don't know where you are on any given day for sure with a salary that you want to have on the books in the future.
So, CeCe and Smalls, the only question that has to be asked here off of this is, if you're Dak Prescott, can you assume that 1 + 1 = 3?
No, you
no,
can't.
You can't.
No,
you can't.
No, that's that billionaire man that only works for Jerry Jones. And listen, if you know the story about how he acquired the Cowboys, this man begged, borrowed, and stole in order to get the money to buy the team. And I think he bought it for $150 million, something along those lines.
What an investment.
It's a $10 billion franchise.
It's outrageous.
I think it's the most valuable franchise in North America. It's unbelievable.
America's team. If
you're Dak Prescott, you're not a billionaire, so that math don't apply to you, dog.
Yeah.
And the thing that lets me know that is that Jerry Jones, the guy that's responsible for giving you your next contract if he wants to, just traded for Trey Lance, who was a former top five pick. And Jerry came out and said Trey Lance doesn't factor into the plans on the field for 2023 and that Cooper Rush is going to be the backup. Well, why the hell did you trade for him, dog? You traded for him because you wanted to be a long-term hedge against Dak Prescott if he doesn't get his team to where he wants it to go, and or if Dak Prescott is asking for too much money at the negotiating table. Remember the last time that Jerry and Dak were at the negotiating table? Jerry Jones caught the fade. Like, he has to wear the L. Dak Prescott got all of that money. He got $75 million in year one of that contract. Jerry doesn't want a repeat of that situation, especially if his quarterback can't get into the championship rounds. So when Jerry Jones is doing all of that explaining, what Jerry Jones is really doing is buying time and hedging because he doesn't want to pay Dak Prescott a top-of-the-market deal because Dak hasn't taken his team where he wanted to go.
Yeah, this is a classic. I'm not listening to your words. I'm listening to your actions. And bringing in Trey Lance, no matter what Jerry Jones says, you know that part of that is leverage for the Dak conversation, for the Dak negotiations. And while the Jerry Jones math there was favorable to Sam Williams, I'm with you, CeCe. We know that it was not favorable with Dak back in 2019 when his rookie contract was expiring. Mm. Jerry did not want to pay him that money. He was very reluctant to make that deal. But the market dictates what the quarterback is going to acquire, even if they haven't had the ultimate success. That's just what's that. Look at Justin Herbert. You know he's going to get that contract, even though he hasn't won a Super Bowl. So I think Jerry hasn't forgotten that. And even though he says, I want Dak to be with us a long time, you know that in the back of his mind, he's hoping that he can find a cheaper option or a better option.
I just think it's so interesting. Like, I think we go to this place when somebody is really successful, that they're a billionaire, they must be good at everything. Somehow Jerry Jones is not good at math. At least on the surface, he's not good at math.
No, he is good at math. At the collective bargaining agreement table, he's good at math. I promise you. Jerry Jones, really good at
math. So he is. He's just not good at communicating math is what he's not good at.
Very good at math.
Very good at math. Counting and math are two different things,
That's
right?
true, yeah.
Because he can count really high, but I don't know that his math, 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
That's apparently kind of like a Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the roof type deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes people with power and influence just say whatever they want, and everybody's like, yeah, awesome. I love it.
So when that came out a year ago, I remember thinking, like, there is something to this. Like, it actually kind of makes sense, and so did the ceiling is the roof kind of make sense. But what you just said, Smalls, is right, because we're reasoning with ourselves of like, well, if MJ said it, it's got to be right. If a billionaire
the ceiling is the roof.
Right.
I was at that game.
You were there for that?
I was there, and I am not a North Carolina fan. I actually hate North Carolina because they beat Illinois in the 2005 national championship game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sports tragedy. It was one of the best college basketball teams we'll ever see, that 05 Illinois team. Anyway.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Right? One of the best college basketball teams ever.
Darren Williams was nice, but he wasn't that nice.
Dee Brown, Darren Williams, Sergio McClain, right? Is that that team?
Sergio McClain, James Augustine, the Rev, Raj Powell, Luther Head, Dee Brown. Come on, don't get me started.
That was a good team.
That was a really
good team.
That was a good
team. I'll give
you
that. Bill Self, right, head coach?
No, he recruited those guys, but it was Bruce Weber at the time. Anyway, back to the ceiling is the roof. So I'm not a North Carolina fan. So Michael Jordan, shout out to the GOAT, is saying this, and I'm like, looking around, I'm like, the ceiling is the what? Everybody else, 22,000. North Carolina fans, we were like, yep, the ceiling is the roof. You better believe it. They were locked in. And if you're Michael Jordan, you could say whatever you want in that room, and everyone's going to take it as Bible, just like Jerry Jones. He thinks whatever he says, people are going to be like, wow, Jerry, you're right. Absolutely. 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah, but here's the thing. With all the explaining that Jerry is doing, it just shows you that he's two minds about Dak Prescott. Tom Brady said it in the Man in Arena documentary. He said, if you find yourself on the explaining side, you're usually on the losing side. And that's what Jerry's been with his team, not being able to elevate, not being able to get to the NFC Championship game or better. And Dak Prescott is the one that all of this hinges on. When you look at this Cowboys roster, they have everything you need on paper. They got a guy on defense that might be the best defensive player in all of football in Micah Parsons. They have all the skill positions you want. They got a $90 million right tackle. They got a $100 million left tackle. They've got a Hall of Fame guard in Zach Martin. What more? They got a running back on the franchise tag. What more does Dak Prescott need to elevate this team? And I think that is the part that Jerry's waiting to see this year. Can Dak actually get it done? And the part from that soundbite that I think everybody needs to lock in on is where he says, have a contract on the books that they can live with. Because that's what this is going to come down to. How much money is Dak asking for? And does the production justify Jerry paying him that?
They've got all that. We've got Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, coming up next on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Hello, I'm Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. All right, I got to do this. I'm going to get destroyed for this. You guys wanted to destroy me on something?
Yes.
I think Outkast is a little bit overrated.
Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
Just throwing that out there.
I don't even know this dude no more. I have no idea.
Just throwing that out there.
I can't trust anything you have to say about music anymore.
I'm not saying they're bad. I think they're a little bit overrated.
Why?
What is overrated about it?
I don't like their sound as much as other people do. I think they're a tiny bit overrated.
I don't even know where to start in terms of rebuffing that comment. That's blasphemy.
Somebody
That's
has
slander.
To be on
it's absolutely ridiculous. Outkast, I mean, they basically were the ones that put Atlanta and that whole music genre on the map. And you think they're overrated?
A little bit overrated, yeah.
Wow.
Kimberly A. Martin covers the NFL for ESPN, NFL reporter. This is the first time I'm ever speaking
first
to Kimberly.
Of all, yeah. Don't listen, and we are starting off on the wrong foot.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Do not on this Wednesday morning kill the vibe and then bring me on the show. I can't resurrect what you just did. So, hi everybody.
Wait, Kimberly, is there a music take that you have that would not be popular?
Oh, I got plenty. I still have Nickelback songs on my phone. Like I still listen to a couple Nickelback.
I'm good with that.
Are you paying off a bet?
No, I really like, I like all types of music, country, I like Van Halen, like Metallica, Queensrÿche. Like I have reggae, obviously, rap. So I have a wide genre. But Nickelback, for some reason, I won't go to a concert, but I do have songs that I still listen to, and it takes me back to like high school and college or whatever time they were in.
Wait, so then before we ask Kimberly any NFL questions, what's a worse take? My take that Outkast is overrated.
No, your take.
A country mile.
It's not even close.
Okay,
it's
I mean, I'm just close. Saying, Nickelback's still in the rotation. All right, let's get into the NFL. Kimberly, which loss hurts Kansas City more, Travis Kelce or Chris Jones?
So I would say, shockingly, I would say Chris Jones. Because for me, you at least know that it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough sledding for Patrick Mahomes. But we've seen Patrick somehow pull off the improbable as long as he gets some O-line help. Like, as long as he gets some protection, he's usually good. I understand that Travis Kelce is his favorite target. They got that unspoken bond. But when I look at Chris Jones, and when you look at his numbers over the last 5 years and what opposing QBs are able to do against this defense, like, Chris Jones applying pressure up the middle, like, that helps the guys on the ends. That helps the back end. Like, their whole entire – he's the heart and soul of the defense. So without him on the field, I am very concerned about the Chiefs. As much as I feel like this is a team that could potentially repeat for the Super Bowl, Chris Jones not being there to me is a much bigger deal because he's their pass rush.
Okay, and so to that end, Kmart, what's going on with the dialogue between the team and Chris Jones? Because a few weeks ago, he came out on social media and said, you know, you can expect him back week 8. Of course, week 8, the significance of that being that he gets the accrued season and gets to get the free agency in 2024. So where are we at? Like, are they talking? Is there progress being made on the negotiations? Just where are the two sides at, and where is the optimism level in terms of when they can get Chris Jones back?
That's a lot of questions, Chris, and I wish I could Miss Cleo this and give you a straight answer. I don't know where the optimism is. I think if you are in the front office, you're going to say, you know, we are confident we'll get Chris, like we love Chris. But I don't – it's Wednesday, right? They play tomorrow. Unless something crazy happens between now and kickoff, I don't know when a deal is going to get done. Hopefully, very soon. I think there's optimism from the standpoint of Chris Jones understands the leverage that he has. I'm curious, as a former player, like if you're sitting at home watching and you're Chris Jones, are you hoping for them to win or for them to lose? Because if they lose, or if they just eke out a win barely and their defense gives up a ton of points, like that's more leverage in his pocket, saying like, see, y'all think you can do this 16 more times without me on the field? I hope common sense prevails from the standpoint of he is integral to their success. I don't know if they win a Super Bowl without Chris Jones on the field. If he shows up in week 8, is that going to be too late? I don't know.
Kmart, as a former player, I can promise you Chris Jones is hoping that they lose if he doesn't have a new deal by Thursday night. He's going with that Emmitt Smith game plan. Let the team lose a little bit. Yep. Then they pay me my money. Yeah. Then we go win a Super Bowl. Yep. Just saying.
I could see that.
Kimberly, let's fold you into the conversation we were just having. Jerry Jones said that he expects Dak Prescott to be with the Cowboys for a long time. Do you expect Dak Prescott to be with the Cowboys for a long time?
I hope he is, because the Cowboys without Dak Prescott, to me, are a far worse team. I know for some reason when people talk about Dak, they always add this, they preface it or they add these qualifiers like, I'm not saying he's a bum. And it's like, whoa, wait, why does the sentence have to start like that? Like, Dak is a very good quarterback. Does he need to show up more in bigger moments? 100%. Dak would, if he were sitting next to me, he would say, you're right, Kimberly. Yeah, I do. But when you look at the roster that they have, this is a win-now roster, and it's been a win-now roster for a couple years. You move on from Dak. If Dak's not your guy, like, this team never – they're never going to be bad enough to get a good enough pick where they can get, like, the next guy. And I don't see – looking around the league, I don't see better options than Dak, and I think he is very good. So hopefully he is around for a long time with them.
All right, let's finish with this. Kimberly A. Martin is coming to us live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose, and she is there covering the NFL. She is a huge Nickelback fan, obviously. That is
Pause. Don't try to push it on me so everybody forgets about your terrible Outkast take.
Oh, no, they haven't. I see Twitter blowing up already on this one, at Unsportslike on Twitter for our show. Kimberly, give us a storyline in the NFL that not enough people are focusing on that you think by the end of the season is going to be a big storyline in this league.
Okay, you know what? I actually think I'm really high. Call me crazy. But I think something crazy is going to happen. I think all 4 AFC North teams are going to make it. I know the math means a lot of teams that we expect to make the playoffs aren't going to make it. I think we'll be talking very highly about the Steelers. Put me on the Pickens 2024 presidential ticket. I love those two together. I think Mike Tomlin has another non-losing season. I think this will be a really good Steelers team.
So you're saying they're going to be a rock star. That's how it reminds you.
Okay, stop it. Stop
you don't
it.
Want to burn it to the ground?
Oh, no.
Would you want to take a photograph of it?
Dude, okay. This is a great song. I'm not going to lie.
Let's go, Kimberly. Let's sing some Nickelback.
No, I'm not going anywhere near you. No, because you are flammable right now. No. Absolutely
Thank
not.
You, Kimberly. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. This is how you remind me. What a photograph.
It's just going to remind me of your terrible Outkast take, though. That's
what?
It.
I thought we were talking Nickelback.
No, you can't recover from that, Evan.
Those two are not the same. They are not on the same level.
Put it
up. Maybe the same building, but completely different views.
You're going to get crushed if you put this up on a poll.
At Unsportslike on Twitter, Pat. Let's do this.
Playalistic.
Worst music
elevators,
take. A worst Aquemini? Music take. Aquemini? Pro Nickelback or anti Outkast?
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe it has you guys asking about
me.
Are
so
we
fresh
sure?
And so clean.
The art of storytelling, part one.
We'll continue this next on Sportsmanlike ESPN
Radio.
I don't
understand it. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
You think this is bad too, Evan?
Oh, no. This is all-time good.
I'm just checking. All right. I don't know if I can trust any of your music takes anymore. As a matter of fact, let me walk that back. I know I can't trust any of your music takes because you don't rock with Outkast.
I can't believe it.
Does Jerry record us during the breaks on the TV side? Because I would like to know. I'm learning everything here on Sportsmanlike ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen, SiriusXM, Channel 80, ESPN app, ESPN2, ESPNU, and all of our great ESPN stations across the country. Because if Jerry was recording us, our great TV producer, we would have had audio and video of someone in this studio singing Nickelback in the break.
Really? Who would that be?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, one of us that used to play football. Okay. So it was me. It was me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mr. Yeah. 8 interceptions. That would make sense.
County record.
Exactly.
Thanks. Somehow Smalls made me sound good on that.
We forgot Smalls. West Nyack, tough place to play.
Tough place to play.
Hostile environment.
Yeah. Well documented exactly. How tough it is at West Nyack.
That's true. That is true. Harry Douglas at HDouglas83. Of course, you hear him with Freddie Coleman. Weekdays 3 p. to 7 p. Eastern here on ESPN Radio. Now at Evco Radio, going to make me come to the studio if he continues to disrespect Outkast. I'm not disrespecting. I'm saying they're not as good as other people do. And I said, come on in. He said he's getting a workout in. Boy, Harry was at dinner last night. That guy is cool looking.
Yeah.
That is a cool looking guy.
He's swole. Like, I keep reminding Harry, dog, we ain't got a game on Sunday, dog.
Like, That's a great point. Like, he does look like that.
we ain't got a game. You ain't got to run the route tree, dog.
He's staying ready.
He stays ready. Let me tell you who doesn't, though. That would be me.
Wait, Canty has an interesting thing, though. You know what I just noticed, Smalls, about him? Now, because I like this, you almost look at ex-athletes that don't let themselves go a little bit, and you look down upon them.
That's not me looking down on them. It's just me knowing myself. I have enough awareness. I'm just not going to do some of the things that I used to do. It's a hard way to make a living. It's a great living. But I'm just saying, all of the workouts and stuff, think about it. It's 20 years of running and lifting and running into guys that are my size. Does it sound like fun? Sometimes it is. Most of the time, it's not. And that's why I love letting myself go now.
So the pain that you experienced, you were talking last night about some of the surgeries you had. Yeah. Don't envy that.
Yeah, 2 dozen surgeries. Yeah.
I wish someone would pay me to work out. I'm working out for free. I wish that I could have 2-a-days and I could have the best trainers in the
world.
You
wish you could have 2-a-day practices?
My body would be so great.
Yeah, you wish until you see Larry Allen and Flozell Adams on the other side.
I would be going to the beach every weekend if I was working out twice a day.
You'd be limping to the beach if you had 2-a-day practices.
Somehow Canty just had Smalls lining up against Flozell Adams, one of the biggest linemen ever.
She just said I would love 2-a-days, and that was what I had to do during 2-a-days.
We need...
There's no way.
All right, Jerry, I hate to do this to you on the spot. We need a split screen on the TV side of Smalls and Flozell Adams.
Yes!
Looking at that matchup there, we need that.
I'm sneaky athletic.
Tail of the tape.
Oh, my God. Flozell, like, you just came up with
a
guy.
His nickname was The Hotel. That was his nickname. And the other guy, Larry Allen, bench pressed 700 pounds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Flozell Adams per Wikipedia, so we know it's right, 6'7", 338.
I can promise
and my
you
feet can't even touch the ground right now.
He was not 6'7", and he was not 338.
He was bigger than that?
Yes, he was bigger than that.
All right, we will get that split screen up in a second or two, hopefully. Way too much pressure on Jerry, so I apologize. All right, let's do something. I want to come up with a couple of things here. I have a couple of things for you. Excuse me. Are we sure that? Right? So we're prefacing every single question I'm going to ask you about the NFL this season with, are we sure that? So it just makes you think a little bit. Here we go. Are we sure that Joe Burrow isn't actually holding in right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not holding in. I'm pretty sure. I think Joe Burrow is waiting for Pat Mahomes to do his deal. That's what this all comes down to. Pat Mahomes is clearly the best quarterback in football. The Kansas City Chiefs want to get a deal done in short order because they see where quarterback contracts are going. And if you're Joe Burrow, you're waiting to get that deal done because you believe you should be compensated a lot closer to Pat Mahomes than what we saw with Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts. So I don't think this is a hold-in by Burrow as much as Joe Burrow waiting to see what the top of the market is from Pat Mahomes. And once that deal is done, I would be surprised if Joe Burrow is not right there on the heels of it with a new contract.
I'm sure that he's not holding in, but I'm unsure why the deal's not done. I can't imagine at this point why. I understand what you're saying, CeCe, mm-hmm. but if I'm Joe Burrow and I have missed 1, 2, now 3 preseasons with injuries, I know that your health is not always guaranteed. And even though he's going to get paid, I wouldn't step a foot back out on that field until I've secured the bag.
How wild is it that this dude has missed back-to-back preseasons, like the entire preseason, and his team has gone to back-to-back conference championship games?
Oh, the knee, appendicitis.
He's damn good. He is damn good.
He's unreal, and he knows he's going to get paid. But I would protect myself and my money and not go out there until it's done.
All right, next, are we sure? Are we sure that the Bills won't do more if Josh Allen does less? Meaning, could the Bills be better if it was actually a little bit less about Josh Allen?
Okay, yeah, he confused me with the line of questions.
I tried to use good wording with the more and less, and it went totally awry.
What is he asking me?
Oh, here, thank you.
Is this a Jedi mind trick?
Bills won't do more if Josh Allen does less.
Yes, less is more when it comes to Josh Allen. We don't need him.
That was a lot easier than the way I said it.
We don't need him to be the run game and the head of the snake when it comes to the passing game. Like, at some point, you have to recognize that the most important play is the next play. Know when the journey is over. That's what Steve Young used to say, and he was one of the best running quarterbacks in NFL history. I think Josh Allen has to figure that out. I don't know if he's at that point. And what makes me think that is what I saw in the preseason game against the Pittsburgh Steelers when he's got 3rd and I think it was 5 or 6, and the guy is scrambling around 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage, ends up taking a really bad sack. At some point, you have to understand that you being healthy and available and on the field is the most important thing for your team. And then also, you don't have to make every single play just because you have elite-level arm talent. We saw some of the mistakes last year, especially in the red zone. 7 red zone turnovers last year by Josh Allen. Get the job done through others. That's a big part of leadership, and you want to see Josh Allen lean into that part of his identity this 2023 season.
I wouldn't want to take away part of what makes him such a weapon in his physicality. So I'm going to say no on that one.
Okay, next one. Are we sure Jared Goff isn't just legit? Like, he's actually really good.
He was great last season. He was great. I still think, though, Mike Sando had him as, a tier 3 quarterback. I still think he's right on that line as a tier 3, tier 2 guy. But you could go to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. You can win with Jared Goff. Those are 2 separate questions to me. Is he legit? Meaning, is he an elite quarterback, or could he be considered amongst the top quarterbacks in the NFL? Or can you win with him? Because I think you can definitely win with Jared Goff. He was great last year.
So I have to answer a question with a question. Do we think that Jared Goff is better than when he was with the LA Rams?
Yes.
We think he's grown as a player and he's a better player.
That doesn't mean they're going to win more. Just
no,
he's
I'm just
better.
Saying, is he a better player?
I think so. Yeah.
You think he's a better player?
29 touchdowns, 7 picks last year. It's pretty damn good.
No, it's pretty good. I'm not going to say that it wasn't a good season from a productivity standpoint, but the numbers don't always tell the story. Like, is he a guy that we view as a force multiplier, or is he just a very good game manager? You're talking about the difference between Alex Smith and a guy like Matt Stafford or Pat Mahomes. Like, is he one of those guys? Has he graduated to that point? I think if he has, then yeah, absolutely. I think Jared Goff could end up being one of those guys that could help the Detroit Lions get to the postseason and potentially go on a deep playoff run. I think this roster is that talented, but the biggest question that I have is, can Jared Goff be a force multiplier when the X's and O's aren't in your favor, when you're at a disadvantage in terms of the overall talent level that you're facing? Can your quarterback elevate the people around him? I don't know that I have that confidence yet. So you ask the question, I'm going to have to lean on the side of not right now until I see it.
Clearly with the three of us, we believe in three host shows. Could another show be following our lead? We will get into that next. It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
There we go. Hey! Little Bobby Brown, new edition. Hey!
Me together.
See this? Oh, we're on?
We are on.
Oh, I didn't know.
We are on. So is this a good song?
Or hell yeah.
Is new edition overrated? Bobby Brown overrated?
No.
Oh, okay. I was
give
just checking.
Give me the old school R&B all day.
Okay.
All day.
I don't know.
Got to be Soul for Real, Candy Rain.
Yeah, but I don't know that I can trust your music take, so I have to ask.
I just said that
it's not a foregone conclusion
overrated.
That you like good music.
We can't trust him.
Yeah, well, you
I
can't
said
trust
slightly
you.
Overrated. It's I didn't not, say
no,
bad.
No, you didn't say slightly overrated.
Small's
you
said putting overrated. It on Twitter ripping me for
you
this.
You said it with your chest, overrated.
You really did.
Yeah.
Well, I may have.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, alone, Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen. With
every
you.
Little take you make. Every little take we make.
I like that. Yeah. Every little take we make.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a segment?
Yeah, every little take.
Well, you got to keep going after that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying we have to watch every little take you make.
Oh, okay.
Because
I know
it's so ridiculous that you said OutKast was overrated.
I'm kind of wondering if you've ever even heard OutKast. Like, have you heard their music?
How would I have the take that they're overrated
because
if I've never
I can't
heard of
understand
them?
How you could have listened to them and come up with this.
Maybe
take.
I
that's
haven't
exactly.
listened
enough. It reminds me of that scene from White Men Can't Jump. Where Wesley Snipes is asking Woody Harrelson, do you hear Jimi Hendrix or are you listening to Jimmy?
That is a great scene.
You see what I'm saying? Exactly. It's I feel never the same way with Evan.
Like, I'm sorry,
are
what?
You, are you hearing
wait,
OutKast?
Did you hear what she
or
said?
Are you listening to him?
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen that movie. Dear God in heaven, what the hell is going on? Between my two co-hosts, one doesn't like OutKast and one hasn't seen White Men Can't Jump. What
guilty.
The hell is going on?
What kind of a job verification do they go through right? putting the show together?
I'm actually right. still in process. I haven't figured
wow.
out how to open my email yet. I'm trying to.
I don't even have to. An email yet.
This
so.
Is not a good day for the culture, guys. This is not a good day.
The unfortunate thing for me is I love Andre 3000, specifically for Four Brothers, one of my favorite movies ever. That's
okay.
a great movie.
Yeah,
do you like that movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
That's
I
a
like
good movie.
Movie.
All right. How about Two Brothers? Wow. What a transition.
I like
I'm
it.
Really proud of myself
bringing
there.
Bringing it back.
So the Manning Cast is one of the most popular shows that we have here on ESPN. It is so awesome. I mean, you think about our Monday nights on the television side. You get A-plus with Buck and Aikman. You cannot, and Lisa Salters, you cannot do better than that. That is as good, as great of a broadcast as you have. And with your second screen or your first screen, however you want to do it, you also get the Manning Cast on Monday Night Football. I mean, that's just phenomenal. Well, the Mannings, Eli and Peyton yesterday, put out there, courtesy of Omaha Productions, that they may be looking for a third co-host. I guess they heard about Unsportsmanlike, and they thought, hey, you know, this three-person show may make some sense here. Let's listen to Peyton and Eli from yesterday.
Send a man. So, Jared, how excited are you about the opportunity to be on the most popular show on television?
Isn't this for the Manning Cast?
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I play quarterback.
Ooh, quarterback. We like that.
You like that?
I just said that we liked it.
You like that?
I mean, what is this guy's deal?
Justin Tucker?
Are you lining up your audition?
Now, why would I do that?
I'm just here because your guys have the most punchable faith in the history of punching faces.
Do you think a jaguar could defeat a giant?
Is this really what you guys spend your time thinking about?
Well, you know, I've been doing comedy for a really long time, and so I just thought it would be fun to go the other way with it.
Sean McVay.
Have you heard of TikTok?
Stay off the weed!
East of Omaha!
How are the auditions for the third host going?
Everyone is terrible.
Are you kidding me?
These guys got no chance.
Peyton.
Yeah.
I was saying Peyton.
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 I'm Peyton.
I'm Eli.
I mean, we're honored you'd even consider auditioning for the Manning cast.
Oh, no, I was calling to bundle my home and auto. Aren't you the insurance guy?
Let's get some sleeves on you, big boy. Right?
Yeah, I don't think the job's for me.
I'm done.
All right, so in there, you have, amongst others, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Justin Tucker, Mike Tyson, okay, Trevor Lawrence, Sarah Silverman, Sean McVay, Libby Dunn, Stephen A. Smith, Jim Irsay, and Lil Wayne together as a duo, right, which
Hell
is an amazing one.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell, and you had Sean Payton, you had Pat McAfee, just an awesome list of people. But what we want to do now, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and at Unsportslike on Twitter, wrong answers only, third co-host for the Manning cast. So it can't be anybody logical. Like, people have thrown out there, could it be Cooper Manning? Could it be Pat McAfee? Could it be Stephen A. Smith? Those are the right answers. Those make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right? Wrong answers only. So people that make absolutely no sense that you would want to see on the Manning cast with Peyton and Eli at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For example, Snooki, Jersey Shore, you get Peyton, Eli, and Snooki. I mean, that's a show.
Good one. That's a show.
That's a
that's
show.
A show. That's
Wrong
a good one.
Answers
that's
only, Manning cast, third co-host. CC, where you're
I'm
going.
I'm going Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's a right answer.
For the Manning cast.
That's a right answer.
That's a right answer?
That would be amazing.
Larry David?
That would be amazing.
Oh, it would be great, but it wouldn't happen.
Okay, I don't know if they're actually doing this, but they should consider Larry
should,
David.
That's my point.
That would be so
Larry
good.
Larry David should be on
so
there.
So good.
That would be amazing.
On there.
Absolutely.
Wait, what is this? A cast? I don't know.
Exactly.
Cast. I don't want to wear a cast. I mean, I don't want to wear a cast. I have to get up on Monday nights.
Oh, good Larry David by
yeah,
him.
I'm asleep.
Really
I'm asleep.
Really
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. All right, Smalls.
What about this one? Ina Garten, the barefoot contestant.
Oh, love her.
Love the barefoot contestant. They could be making California BLTs, talking about boats. And Jeffrey, I think it'd
no
be
clue.
Awesome.
Jeffrey, the husband.
No clue.
You don't know
is.
Ina Garten, the barefoot contestant? She does a
no
show
clue.
Out of her house in
She's
the Hamptons. Her husband,
no
Jeffrey,
clue.
Shows up at the
no
end.
No clue.
They watch boats
I'm
and
oblivious.
BLTs.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't
my
know.
God.
She loves a heavy pour on a cocktail. So
okay.
That's why I
so
would
I can
like
appreciate
her in the
that.
Mix,
I can appreciate
mean?
That, yeah.
This is Smalls and her Hamptons lifestyle.
Right.
Popping up there. That's what that is. She's thinking, hey, maybe Ina Garten hears this.
Yeah.
And then I get the invite to her house in one of my Hamptons weekends. I have the salad with the avocado and the olive oil drizzle and the Parmesan cheese. And then Jeffrey comes in holding groceries at the end on the Food Network. Oh, that Ina Garten.
She's
and Eli.
Hilarious.
I think CeCe lost this game because his answer was too good.
I didn't follow the instructions.
I think you are actually too good at this.
I was trying to find somebody that wouldn't be on it, but that would be great on it.
But it's too good.
It's too
it's
good?
It's too good. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Okay,
888-729-3776. We're going to get phone calls in from you guys out there coming up because wrong answers only. And we have no idea. By the way, I tried to snoop around here at ESPN yesterday. I tried to ask a couple people, like, hey, are they really adding a third co-host? And nobody would answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
So they may or may not be. But conceptually, the idea of Peyton and Eli – and Snooki would be fun.
So let me get this right. The assignment is to have a third co-host to make the show as socially awkward as it possibly
That's
can
right.
be.
That's right.
Okay.
That's like why
I mean,
I'm here.
I feel like Larry David does that, though.
Yeah, but it would be
so entertaining.
Funny,
so
good.
But it's still socially awkward.
You're too smart for this game.
Okay, all right.
Don't worry. Dumb me will come up with this next. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.